Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A semi-rig full of migrants overturned in Chiapas, Mexico, Thursday night, leaving 54 dead and 105 injured. Civil Protection Chiapas said on Twitter that the tragedy was a result of an accident of two trucks traveling on a bridge. Chiapas, Mexico, shares a border with Guatemala. A video of new Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins freaking out on reporters for attempting to interview her outside of work resurfaced Wednesday after she was confirmed to be President Biden's U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. The video of Rachel Rollins contains threats, vulgarity, and racist statements. After mainstream media and countless politicians said Jussie Smollett's racist attack was a sign of the times in America, boy, did they get that wrong.
In which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did.
Prosecutor Dan Webb, USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Atrocities in China have been documented. Again,
an independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As China continues its human rights abuses and aggressive behavior on the world stage, the best way to counter China is to depend less on China. Stop buying their products would have a major impact right now. Paul Borgman, chairman of Decouple China Pack on One America News, says breaking away from China should be our ultimate goal.
Well, it's a total war, as you know. And to rebuild America and safeguard your family, we need to decouple 100% from China now. That's what Decouple China Pact stands for, and we believe that that is the most important thing at this point in time. China is everywhere in this total hybrid war, as you know, and we'll have a pledge for candidates from around the country, state, local, and federal, to sign. So we're talking about cutting trade, resetting, and even the 380,000 students that are in the U.S. studying here in America. I don't believe that we can't do it. I don't believe that. I believe the American people are ready to do it. I talk to manufacturers all the time. They're already in the process of decoupling. And I believe that they can do it. There's an assumption, even in the Senate right now, which is bipartisan on the innovation and competition bill that's working its way through the House and the Senate, voted on in June. They seem to believe that we can't do that, that we have to start at a point where we are intertwined and we must stay intertwined. And I believe that's the Chinese propaganda that we're fighting against.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to have Michael Rubin joining us in just a few moments. Michael, American Enterprise Institute analyst and also a former Pentagon official, to talk about what is happening with our national security. You know, Barack Obama, I agree with him, said that elections have consequences. And here we are right now, a country dealing with a pandemic and a rather confused government and leadership right now. And even our military, you question, you go, what is going on? I mean, they seem to be more concerned about the warm and fuzzy issues of the culture as opposed to national security at large. And it would appear that it's indisputable that our enemies, China, Russia, Iran, just to name a few, they've measured our leadership and, as expected, are challenging Biden on all fronts. So the question is just how vulnerable are we under this administration? As I mentioned, the resident scholar of the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Dr. Michael Rubin, joins us now. Michael, how are you?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here, and I'm looking forward to your perspective here, because what I am seeing, not that I want to be a worry monger, we've got lots of worry, you know, already, but clearly we should be concerned with our national security based on the movements or the lack, you know, you got acts of commission and omission that are being affected by this administration, and it just seems to increase the threat on our national security. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing something. You're actually voicing the concerns of the world. You know, President Joe Biden began the democracy summit by declaring that America is back, but the Polish prime minister has said that he believes that the reason why Russia is being so aggressive is because of the chaos sparked by the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that Vladimir Putin interpreted that as a green light to further aggression. Now, when we hear all this talk from official diplomatic circles about the possibility of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, remember, Russia already invaded Ukraine. They're occupying huge swaths of eastern Ukraine. And so this notion that the White House believes that Russia hasn't invaded the Ukraine, in effect, is a diplomatic concession to Russia right now. You add into that President Biden's statement, which caught U.S. allies off guard, that perhaps we can come to some sort of diplomatic agreement in which Russia would have greater autonomy in the parts of Ukraine which it occupies. That's just a very dangerous precedent, because remember, There's other parts of the world that have ethnic Russian populations. Are we going to allow Russia to move in there? Likewise, China might look at that as saying, hey, look, we have a right to move into areas that have Chinese populations as well.
Exactly.
Many countries in Southeast Asia do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my next thought, is that what is Taiwan thinking? I mean, there's a precedent and a model here that's being established, this model of appeasement that in the history of mankind has never worked, but somehow Biden and the Democrats are bound and determined to try it again.
Well, I'm afraid that Biden and the Democrats are buying into China's big lie. You know, about 15 years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Taiwan, and I read up on the history before I went. Before I went, not being a China expert, I always assumed that, I mean, Taiwan had traditionally been part of China, but the reality is Taiwan was never really part of China. Taiwan's name actually comes from the Chinese phrase meaning the barbarians to the east. And the fact of the matter is the Dutch controlled Taiwan longer than China ever did, but the Biden administration, by sort of bowing before President Xi's ambition, is actually encouraging China to further its aggression, what the Chinese call salami slicing, where they will take piece by piece until they achieve what they want. We're getting to the last piece of that salami right now. We're in a very dangerous situation.
Well, I mean, here they are. I mean, they're sending jets over Taiwan in much the same way that you have Russia threatening and amassing, you know, what are they up to, 100,000 soldiers now on the Ukrainian border? What do you think? They're there just to come on over and hand Christmas gifts out?
Well, you know, this is absolutely the case. And at the very least, when someone like Joe Biden says, you know, we can compromise, this will bring us peace with Vladimir Putin, where have we seen this playbook before, peace in our time, in response to Anschluss, in response to aggression? That's what's so dangerous here. Now, George W. Bush, back in January of 2002, coined the term the axis of evil, and pundits jumped on him because they said there's no active coordination between the three countries he named, but it doesn't need to be active coordination. It can simply be these countries united in their anti-American animus, taking advantage of multiple crises to be able to achieve what they couldn't achieve if they did things in an uncoordinated fashion. That's what I fear most.
And that's the bottom line of this. Well, they don't want America to be no more, just like they don't want Israel to be in existence either. I mean, clearly that's what's happening. I mean, our country has been so infused by Marxists, they've taken over the levers of power within our government, and America is slowly but surely waking up, but they just can't believe their eyes. And you got Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe reality? Are you going to believe your wallets, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? And it's gotten so bad, Michael, that even the mainstream media, who have been, you know, the propagandists for this administration and for the Democrats, are starting to take a couple of steps back. They're going, you know, this is like, you're asking us to go too far here.
You know, Bill, I absolutely agree with you. When I was a freshman in high school back in 1987, there was that miniseries with Chris Christopherson called America with a K, about a soft communist takeover of the United States. I've been rewatching it these last couple days, and it makes me want to pull my hair out. Now, I don't think we're actually going to get to where this miniseries, you may remember, gets to, but a lot of the warning signs which it picked up on are actually here. I mean, certainly we need to see the big picture, because our by not seeing the forest through the trees, we are doing irreparable damage to the United States.
Well, and just like you pointed out here, Michael, once progressives take ground, they don't give it up. I mean, they make, you know, call a timeout, like I think that we're being set up here right now, is that they anticipate that they're going to get their clocks clean in the midterms. That might be the case, although they continue to come up with these new iterations of COVID to only leave the door open for more of the same of what we experienced in 2020. So, you know, they're not about to just, you know, fold their tents here. I mean, there's probably some Democrats, this is why you've got them retiring en masse, who have given up the ship. But Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and those that lust for power to such a degree that that you and I cannot comprehend. They're not about to go down easy here.
I think you're absolutely right. What I worry about is the lame duck White House, because Biden has signaled repeatedly he's willing to take actions which are unconstitutional, figuring it will take too long for the courts to correct.
And we're already seeing that, right? I mean, even though the judges are saying, hey, look, that's illegal, they're still moving forward. And then what they're using is corporate America to continue with these draconian mandates. But more to come and more to talk about with Dr. Michael Rubin. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
We'll be right back.
Fresh and independent, we are. Just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for those of you who are joining us over the weekend, this is a replay of what we were airing live on Friday morning. Dr. Michael Rubin continues with us, and we were just talking about Kris Kristofferson's movie, America with a K. Michael, and I was looking this up, you said YouTube, you can still see it on YouTube. Interestingly enough, back when it aired, supposedly, it only aired once. For those that may recall this, in the time of the viewing, it seemed that the only way this country would be defeated was from within. Very disheartening to see what is going on currently within the countries. It seems we are intent on destroying ourselves and becoming either a third world country or enslaved to our politicians that are supposed to work for us, not control us. Good point. And, you know, here we are. We're revisiting these things that history has told us, whether it's Orwell's 1984. I mean, all these warning signs have come have come into play. They've been presented to us, but what good are they if we're not going to pay attention to them, are they?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it really is a warning sign of what we're doing to ourselves, and our enemies are just sitting back watching at every opportunity, throwing a little bit of fuel on the fire, knowing that we will be the ones who light the matches.
Exactly. And here we are. I mean, I know people are thinking, you know, still believing. They just say there's no way. It cannot be that bad. I mean, we are America after all. Well, you know, let me tell you, from day one, at the birth of America, there were people there that wanted to execute, you know, a post-abortive attempt upon this country. And it's been unending for 250 years. What we were doing was so revolutionary. And even to this day, that we are a pain in the proverbial political and despotic rear ends of these leaders around the world that want to eradicate this American dream and finally put the light out once and for all. Not only us, but Israel as well, because we stand in the face of their evil and their despotism. And they don't like being embarrassed. And here we are. Meanwhile, America, the greatest country, Israel, blessed by the hand of God himself. And we are a pain to them, and they want us to be no more. But here it is. We're privileged to have in our hands this republic that, as you say, Michael, you know, we want to pass on to our kids and our grandkids, to the next generation. We want to be like our parents before us, the world's greatest generation in just about human history and what they provided in freeing the West and giving us this great opportunity. And, oh, my God, I hope that as the baton is passed on, that we do not let it fall to the ground.
Well, I'm reminded it's been almost 5 years, Bill, since Hillel Neuer, who is the executive director of UN Watch, gave a speech at the UN Human Rights Council that came against the backdrop of Arab and Pakistani and Turkish castigation of Israel, accusing Israel of being an apartheid regime. And he simply turned to the Algerian delegate and said, Algeria, where are your Jews? Syria, where are your Jews? And so forth. All these countries which have completely eradicated religious freedom. And he stunned the UN into silence. That really is worth looking at. If on YouTube anyone Googles, where are your Jews? You're going to get this 5-minute video. It's incredible. But unfortunately, that was Hillel Neuer at UN Watch, but I don't think our State Department is anymore standing up for religious freedom, and that's the core of what America has always been about.
And you've just written about that Secretary Blinken is turning on the religious freedom blinders in his recent column. Tell our audience about that.
Well, ultimately, what happened was a couple weeks ago, Secretary Blinken took his first trip to sub-Saharan Africa. And he stopped in Nigeria, which, of course, by population, is Africa's largest country. And in order to basically smooth his trip, he removed Nigeria completely from the religious freedom violation blacklist. He didn't even put it on the watch list. Now, This comes against the backdrop of the fact that the president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, comes from an Islamist background. And he has literally, over the course of several years, displaced more than 4 million Christians, burned down 2,000 churches. Now, Secretary Blinken, the State Department, say, oh, this is just passive. It's farmers versus herdsmen and so forth. But it's not passive when churches get burned down. It's not passive when the government actually buses in militiamen to kill and massacre Christians. So this notion that we would do this is absolutely flabbergasting. And again, it's not just there. It's in Turkey. It's in Armenia and so forth. We seem to be turning our back on religious freedom.
Well, you know, we're becoming amoral here in this process. I mean, here we are, Joe Biden, oh boy, I'm going to give it to the Chinese. We're just not going to send a delegation to the Olympics. Big whoop. You know, we're not going to let a delegation go on some sort of political diplomatic junket just for show. And that's going to really, well, that's really going to teach the Chinese about all that they're doing to the Uyghurs. Because even right now, as you and I are talking, we've got organ harvesting taking place. Over 1 million Uyghurs are being incarcerated. Many are being sent to indoctrination camps, which almost sound like, and I know that sounds extreme, but, you know, the D.C. jails are becoming indoctrination camps as well, if the truth be known, from what we're hearing out of these, from these January 6th political prisoners as well, Michael. I mean, our country, the moral fiber of our country is being shattered right now, and people need to wake up to this fact, because all this is the sum in total of this chaos that we're dealing with, and it's not getting any better.
Well, I agree with you, Ben. So, I mean, when it comes to the Uyghurs, what's really shocking is the White House behind the scenes is lobbying against congressional efforts to hold China accountable for slave labor. Imagine that. Joe Biden says America is back, and we're not condemning this sort of slave labor. The same thing is going on any number of issues. And unfortunately, what seems to be the case with our State Department, and this is, of course, transcends administrations, is we are calibrating our policy towards the wishful thinking of what the world we want the world to be, rather than what it is. And America is at its strongest when we actually stand up for the little guy, when we look at religious freedom as the canary in the coal mine to determine the quality and the sincerity of our adversaries around the world. Unfortunately, we're trying to paper over that, and that's not the way you eradicate evil, Bill.
What's the calculus here, Michael, of Joe Biden? I mean, is he trying to assimilate into a one-world government here in this whole process by making nice with all our enemies and somehow thinking that, we're going to be the last one devoured here in the room by these hungry alligators?
To some extent, he may truly believe in this sort of appeasement, and within university settings, among our educational elite, you actually have this revisionist history that says, Neville Chamberlain wasn't really that bad. That it was just bad luck that Hitler did what he did. And when you look at Tony Blinken, when you look at National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan or his deputy Don Finer, they're Rhodes Scholars. They have been educated in this revisionism. I would argue that they are more in charge than Joe Biden is because of his declining mental abilities, his declining energy. And so what we're actually seeing is the implication on the world, or the implementation on the world stage of what's been taught in our elite universities for quite some time. And Americans are simply starting to wake up to how divorced from reality this is, how destructive, and how it can really endanger freedom and liberty worldwide.
As I said, Barack Obama reminded us that elections have consequences. And when you talk of the mental decline, the obvious mental decline of the president, which the mainstream media wants to gloss over, his wife, the Democratic leadership, and those that just hate Trump to such a degree and hate conservatism to such a degree that they're holding on to this with grave consequences. The danger, the compromise that they're putting our country into for their own ego and, self-gratification and desire for, as Lindsey Graham called it, control and power. They're putting us all at risk, Michael, and I'm just concerned as you are.
I worry for my children.
Well, again, Dr. Michael Rubin has been our guest as always, Michael. We appreciate the time and the insight. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Have a great day, Michael. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.
From city streets to back roads, From road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A semi-rig full of migrants overturned in Chiapas, Mexico, Thursday night, leaving 54 dead and 105 injured. Civil Protection Chiapas said on Twitter that the tragedy was a result of an accident of two trucks traveling on a bridge. Chiapas, Mexico shares a border with Guatemala. A video of new Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins freaking out on reporters for attempting to interview her outside of work resurfaced Wednesday after she was confirmed to be President Biden's U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. The video of Rachel Rollins contains threats, vulgarity, and racist statements. After mainstream media and countless politicians said Jussie Smollett's racist attack was a sign of the times in America, boy, did they get that wrong.
In which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did.
Prosecutor Dan Webb, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most wonderful time of year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of year.
Well, that was then, and here we are now, and we can only hope that it would be that way, but you know, the reality of inflation is continuing to hit us right between the eyes as it soars. Once again, the government has come up with a report, 6.8%, the most in 39 years, as if we needed the government to break that news to us. We see it every day, whether it's at the gas pumps or when we go to the grocery stores. Well, Chris Nelson is going to be joining us. He's back with us. He is the co-founder of Reopen South Florida, and our mutual frustration is that, speaking of which, government official, the so-called, you know, Fauci and the scientists cabal here, cannot seem to give us, you know, a consistent readout on how we measure this pandemic. I mean, the goalposts have been moving from one end to the other, and it's mass confusion, and that's the way they want to give it to us, to keep us confused, blind box begging, and treated like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure. And then they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy and all the other stuff that's happening. This is of their own making, and they're happy to deal with this confusion because they convinced a majority of Americans that we need to listen to this stuff and we need to obey and comply with their insanity. Right, Chris?
Well, hey, Bill, it's great to be back on the show. And do I sound okay? Because sometimes when I call, I sound fuzzy. Is this good?
Yeah, you got to back off just a little bit. Yeah, because you're a little close to
it. Is this better every time?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is with the microphone there or whatever, but it just, when you get a little bit too close, then we start getting, some distortion. So I want to make sure that people can hear you clearly, because the points that you have to make, they're critical and they're important. So I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, Bill, thanks for having me back on. And, this is just utterly hilarious what they've done. Let me go back. Okay. So on December 1st, the Clown Disease Center came out with a new COVID map, okay? Mm-hmm. And they have, the areas of the country that they have defined as being high risk, all in red, and then they've got certain areas that they go county by county, they got certain ones in orange, and then the ones that are low risk are in blue. Well, Bill, do you remember back when they were saying, and I brought this up because our local paper down here, I call them the South Florida Scum Sentinel, wrote a hit piece on me and my group back in August when we were demonstrating to get the masks off these kids. And, of course, then they started calling us domestic terrorists and all this other nonsense.
Right.
But they said that we were fueling a new COVID deluge in Florida. Okay, that's what they said. Well, shortly after that, the state of Florida recorded the lowest COVID transmission rates in the United States of America. Bill, this is huge. They just pounded our great governor, Ron DeSantis, over and over and over again. And this nut job that's our agriculture secretary that's running against him, who is actually about to go on trial for an ethics charge, was just every day just hitting him. Oh, my goodness, he's Ron DeSantis. Everybody's dying because of DeSantis. Well, guess what? Our COVID rates in Florida are the lowest in the United States of America. So I would say to all these other Democrat governors, if they want to get serious about COVID and ending this pandemic, they should do exactly what Governor DeSantis in Florida is doing. Now,
hang on just a second. You bring up an important deal. I want people to pause and really embrace this idea here. I mean, because what we've got is an exercise of common sense versus the fear tactics of the left, and especially these Democratic-controlled states that have bowed to these fear tactics of the left. How is that working for you? I mean, we've got people coming into Florida because we're probably one of the few free states and liberated states in the union right now. Thank you very much, for the leadership and the courage of this governor.
Well, not only, Bill, are we the freest state in America, we are the safest state to be. So if you are one of these people, I don't have to happen to be one of them. Because I have a strong immune system. I take care of myself. I eat right. I take vitamins. I'm not worried about getting COVID, okay? But if you are a person who is worried about getting COVID, maybe you're older, maybe you got other problems, Florida is the place to be. It's the safest place in the United States of America to be. And this map, Bill, I want you to get a visual of it. And you can see this on my website, freeflorida.me.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it in front of me right now, Chris. Yes, it's quite telling.
This
go ahead.
Map.
Yes.
Okay, so we look at this map, and I can't remember who first sent it to me. I saw it somewhere on Telegram. And every county in Florida is blue. That means the lowest transmission rate. And it was almost funny looking at this thing. Because right when you got to the Georgia line, it turns orange and red. And the rest of the country is orange and red. But Florida, exactly going up around the panhandle, exactly on the border there, is blue, meaning a low transmission rate. Now, let me tell you what blue means. Blue meant, it meant on December 1st, 2021, that the transmission rate threshold was 5%. Okay, that remained the same at 5%. That is 5% or less, and also that there were fewer than 50 cases per 100,000 people. That was the criteria, okay?
Yes.
That criteria put Florida completely in the blue. So Florida is doing something right. And for anybody that's against, that is really, really into the pandemic, then You know, if you really want to get serious about beating COVID, do what Florida's doing. But listen to what these little clowns did, okay? After this chart went viral, they did exactly what they always do. Remember Fauci, when it was convenient for him to change, to, when he was being called out for his gain-of-function research funding, what did he do? What was his solution? He went on his website, the NIH website, and changed the definition of it. So now gain of function means what he says it is. Because remember, he represents science, okay?
Yes.
So he
yes.
can just decide whatever he wants. But the WHO, the, you know, the World Foundation, they did the same crap last summer with herd immunity. They took the definition of herd immunity and somehow worked vaccination rates into it. That vaccinations had nothing to do with herd immunity. In the years and years and years leading up to 2020, but all of a sudden in 2020, herd immunity means how many people have been vaccinated, and that's just that. They just decided to change the definition. So, Bill, what do they do here? They didn't like this, and I'm telling you, I am telling you, Bill, just like the way that they that YouTube took the dislike button away, this that order came from Jen Psaki. And now I'm speculating here, but I would bet $1,000, maybe even more. That order came.
You think she would? You think she'd have the authority to be able to tell Fauci and them to redefine this and change the patina of the map? Really?
Absolutely. They are all conglomerate. They are part of the same swamp. They're all the same people. They're incestuous. They go from the CDC to here to Facebook to the Democrat Party to being in this campaign and that. They're all the same people. You got to remember this. And you got to look at, like, Fauci's wife is really tied in with this eugenicist named Rahm Ezekiel Emanuel. They're all the same people, okay? So, so what happens after that map starts going viral and starts getting around the internet, like, hey, look at it. Now, I was tongue-in-cheek about it because look where it's coming from. It's coming from the CDC, the Clown Disease Center. And you know, so what do? They change the definition. So now the transmission rate threshold remains the same at 5%. But now instead of having less than 50 cases per 100,000, you now, and Florida has 44 per 100,000, you have to be blue on their stupid map. You have to be under 10 cases per 100,000.
Chris, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Soft rock or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 17712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Do
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Chris Nelson continues with us. He's the co-founder of Reopen South Florida. The bottom line of all this, Chris, is that, you know, the government continues to lie to us. They continue to, you know, propagandize the American people. I mean, we have a free press, you know, First Amendment right, and with that right comes an expectation. Is that we should have a free press that is objectively reporting what's going on here. But it's like they've all bought into a narrative, an agenda that obliterates our freedoms and is putting our own, our very Constitution in jeopardy right now. And it's laughable when you have Dr. Fauci and Jen Psaki and even the President of the United States, you know, trying to browbeat us. I mean, this is like Jimmy Carter all over again, browbeat us because we don't want to suspend reason. You know, we're logical, we're fair-minded people, we believe in reason, and, you know, it's just like you said, if things don't come out the way they want, then they redefine things on the fly. And then they wonder why they have no credibility with us and why we're not following their dictates. You know, we gave them initially when this first broke out, it was 6 weeks to stop the curve, right, to flatten the curve. And 6 weeks led to months. And, you know, God, are we going to end up in years here with this same deal? And as we continue to get browbeaten and kept in the dark and, you know, having, you know, new definitions for words for vaccines and vaccinations and all this other stuff instead of, you know, and the other thing too, I think is quite interesting, Chris, is when they give us numbers, when it looks better for them to give us a percentage, they give us a percentage. When it looks better to give us a number, they give us a number. It's like, stop it, you know, be consistent. I don't care. Give us both the number, give us both the percentage, but let us understand what it is that you're telling us. But you tell us, you know, because it sounds better right now and it's more in favor for you. And this is even the head of the CDC. You know, they want to give you all these, like this new Omicron outbreak. It's like now it's percentages. Well, percentages compared to what? You know, help me.
Well, Bill, there's a very interesting book I read when I was in my 20s called How to Lie with Statistics. It's a very short book, and it's really a must-read for everybody because it shows how you can use these charts, graphs, and how two different graphs can say the same thing, but one can look really scary and one can not. These people do this all the time. And then another thing is when you talk about a official sources. You know, oh, yes, the people that work at the Clown Disease Center, they are all just, they're doctors in lab coats walking around with stethoscopes around their neck and in spacesuits, like studying these viruses and just working hard day and night to figure them out. And I think people get this idea of what the Clown Disease Center is. No, they're not. They're a bunch of pencil-pushing bureaucrats with clown noses on walking around in a freaking office all day. If you looked at this place, you would think it was more like a lobbyist firm or congressman or something like that. These are saying that, oh, these people are nonpartisan, these organizations, the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, they are not. They are a wing. They are birthed and created by what now is the Democrat Party, and actually a lot of Republicans. Trump referred to them as the swamp or the deep state. But this fourth branch of government, as Mark Levin calls it, these three-letter organizations, they have no accountability. They have no they're not being checked. They're supposed to be accountable to Congress, but Congress empowers these organizations to have immense power over our lives via executive fiat.
The problem is once they're created, these institutions, forget about accountability. You know, they're not answerable to Congress. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean,
they're weeds growing out of control. I mean, once weeds take over your garden, you know, they smother out all the good things and they take over. And that's what we got right now. Yeah. And it needs to be trimmed down. And there is a way to do it. Waiting on people like Mitch McConnell, who has taken over $1 million in his career from the big pharma companies, that's not going to happen. I mean, if you look at these people in the Senate and Congress, they're bought and paid for by a lot of Republicans, too. And you see
why term limits come back into play, and we've maintained these three-letter agencies have been so compromised and so corrupt over the years. There needs to be a wholesale cleanup. See, this is why they were so afraid of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is an outsider, got it, and he's not a dummy. And he was starting to dismantle the deep state. And even though they were exposing themselves, and even now, I mean, they're full-blown exposed. And now it's going to be up to the American people to decide in the 21st century, what kind of government do you want? Do you want the free America that our founding fathers and the pilgrims before them had in mind? Or do you want what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have in mind with this democratic socialist country of America?
Founders would not, if the founders of this country were around today, they wouldn't be a bit surprised by this. And as a matter of fact, they built in a way.
Well, they'd be locked up. They'd be in a D.C. jail with the rest of the patriots right now.
Well, they wouldn't be a bit surprised by this. And then as a matter of fact, if you read their writings, if you get off of Telegram for a day and all the just the noise out there, and you read the founders' writings, you see that they built in a way through Article 5 of the Constitution where the state legislators can come together and add amendments to the United States Constitution bypassing Washington. And this is the way to reel them in. This is the way to term limit them. You can find out more at conventionofstates.com. It's the way the founders prescribed to deal with it.
And we're close to having that, Chris. We got, 29 states right now? We need 34 in order to make this happen. Is that right?
We are getting very, very close. And there's a lot of active legislation. There's a new legislative session coming up. We could even get to the needed 34 this year. So conventionofstates.com. And, you know, it's not a perfect way, but it's a method that's there for it. When this time happens. As a matter of fact, the founders wanted us to be amending the Constitution a lot. You know, you hear people go, oh, well, isn't the Constitution okay the way it is? Well, no, it's not. The founders put this in there so we could keep up. They knew that government would expand. They would ignore the rules. They would make new rules. They would find ways around the rules. And that's why they put Article 5 in the Constitution, so the states could rein them in. Remember, it's the responsibility of the states to rein in the federal government. The states created the federal government. It's the state's responsibility to rein them in. And when you but back to this chart. This was these people are so petty. I mean, this was somebody saying, no, we got to change this. This was to punish Florida because they couldn't have this map going around with Florida in blue. And guess what the Pfizer bought and paid for media were saying? The CDC fixed a misleading chart is what their headlines were. But you know what? Right. Nobody's buying this. And I'm so glad people aren't buying this.
That same mistake didn't occur with the other 49 states. Interesting, only one out of 50.
I know, interesting, only with Florida. But you can follow me on Telegram, Chris Nelson Uncensored, Chris Nelson Uncensored on Telegram, and find out more. But I'm so glad, Bill, people aren't buying into this Omicron nonsense. I'm a DJ. I'm DJing all sorts of weddings, parties, everything. Nobody, I was concerned for a minute that I would start to see cancellations and stuff, but I haven't at all. I think they've cried wolf one too many times, and even the craziest people aren't really buying it anymore, or they're not.
It's hard. Yeah, it's impossible, hard at least, to refute the facts. I mean, this is the power of the truth. It's hard to ignore. And here it is. You know, the left wants you to surrender your common sense in the process and check yourself in and surrender control and put your hands in them in their hands, like as if you can trust them. I mean, where at any turn, even in the modern era, can you look back and say, wow, they were really right. You know, we really need to trust them. You know, it's just the empirical evidence is so clear. I mean, it's not like you've got to go through some sort of, congressional study to figure this out. I mean, it's quite obvious, isn't it?
You know, I just people to, you know, keep your head up. Don't be too taken down by news media and what media says on any side, because people make money in media by freaking everybody out. And that goes for the people on the left and the people on the right. You know, I see some crazy stuff out there like, oh, robots are going to be, you know, now taking over the whole world and this and that. Something on Stu Peters the other day, and people are freaking out about this. I'm like, guys, come on. This sensationalism going on all over the place, and really the thing to do is to when I just get away, turn all this crap off. I stay centered on God. I stay centered on the truth, and then be thankful for all the great things that we have every day. And then that creates a healthy conscience. That creates healthy balance. And I'm actually seeing a lot more people become more balanced, actually, in my day-to-day life. And that's,
well, you,
that's
you awesome. bring up a great point, Chris, is that if we're going to, you know, be unbalanced, then, we tried everything else. When are we going to turn to God? I mean, you know, and I have people have asked me flat out, do you think God's judging us? I said, well, do you think it's going to be just a terrible thing if you acted as if God's judging you? I don't know if God's judging us. But still, if you take this as a warning and consider and you act in the realm of, okay, I'm going to assume God is judging me, then what is that going to do about your behavior in your own heart, you know, towards yourself and towards your fellow man, especially during this Christmas season when we get to appreciate the greatest gift that God Almighty has ever given to his creation in the form of his Son, who became our salvation to, you know, take us back home to be with him. Chris Nelson, as always, we appreciate the time, buddy. God bless. Merry Christmas to you. Take care.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.